This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Serious students of Reddit who had a sexual relationship with a teacher. How did it start and how did it turn out? There was a super hot student teacher that was at our school. So he was only like 22/23 maybe. Does that count? I was 17 and it was at our graduation dinner when we had snuck a bottle of passion poppin', so we were pretty tipsy. I told him I always thought he was hot and before I knew it his hands were down my pants. We still had about 3 weeks to go before we left school, so spent the next week fricking around the school and nearly getting caught a bunch of times. It was pretty fricking hot TBH and I still think about him from time to time. As a person who supervises student teachers, this story gives me anxiety. When I was 17, I had a fake it and went out to the bar with a couple older friends after a hockey game. We met a group of girls out and we hung out for most of the night. I ended up going home with one of the girls. We hooked up that night. We exchanged numbers and I left in the morning. So Monday comes around, I go to school and I walk into my first period class and the same girl I hooked up with is the supply teacher. Her face was about as red as an apple and I was strutting the my seat like Vince freaking McMahon. I now need to hear this story from her point of view. Tifu. I had a crush on my undergrad professor and we had outstanding chemistry, but he was a decent man and nothing ever came of it. Thank God, because I probably wouldn't have controlled myself. 10 years later we reconnected via social media and met up for a drink. 10 years after that. Now, we've got 2 kids and a pretty nice life together. The wait was worth it. Got together with my college language teacher. Ended up dating for 2 years, living together for 1 and almost getting married. Broke up because we were fighting too much. Was great until it wasn't. I slept with my art history professor as a freshman in college. It was a class mostly focused on Chinese and Japanese ancient art. I was having trouble with the class and all the data dump of information. I asked her if I could do some extra credit work. She said to come to her office later that day. We started talking more and more because she liked my art. Or, she was just flirting with me. Now that I think about it, well, she asked me over to her house. She wanted to show me some of her art. She was in her late 40s and I was 18. I didn't think anything about it. Then, when I showed up at her house, she said she had to go change real quick. After a minute or so, she called me into the bedroom. When I saw her in her bra and panties, laying on her bed, I quickly thought back to the time we spent together and realized that I had had it all wrong. But, I was happy to be wrong at that time. People calling you lucky but the same age difference with flipped gender and they say the teacher should be fired and never work again. This still creepy dog. My 11th grade chem teacher. It just kind of started. He was very physical towards me. I just kind of helped instigate it. He got fired for a different reason lol. But we still hook up sometimes. My martial arts instructor. I was 24, he was 51. He made the first move when he asked me to stay after for privates. Obviously, there was a clear power imbalance. He set up the school so he was basically a god. It was honestly pretty hot, but very intense. We loved each other a lot. I was kicked out of the school when his business partner found out, which was super freaking painful because I loved the art and the people. It was like my community. We are still friends, but sometimes I hate him for all I went through. Not very salacious and exactly the opposite of the situation you asked about, but I was a professor at a JC, teaching a creative writing class. I was 27 and my student was 19. It started at a going away happy hour for another professor who was moving to a university. We were drinking and this young woman from one of my classes, who was very pretty and who I recognized for sure because of that fact, was there with her friends. She came up to me and said she loved my class and challenged me to a game of pool. The more she drank, the flirtier she got, and she mentioned strip pool, and every time I'd sink a shot she'd say, if we were playing strip pool that'd be my shirt, that one would be my skirt, that one was my bra, and so on. Obviously, around my colleagues I couldn't do much in return. I assumed the next week during class it would be awkward, but after class she came to office hours to talk about something and then she said, pool was so fun the other night, we should do that again. I told her I don't think it would be appropriate. She said, I totally get it and don't want to screw up your job. How about when this quarter ends, and I'm not your student anymore, we play another game? I made a joke about her not taking the next level of creative writing and we can get creative in other ways. About 6 weeks later, after the last day of class, she came in to say goodbye and that she loved the class and I asked her out. We dated for about 8 months. I'm still blown away that a 19-year-old, who was 8 years younger than me, was so good at the seduction game. When I was 15 and in HS, I had a new English teacher right out of college, 22, and we started talking about the stories I would write in class, and one thing led to another and we would hook up 3-4 times a week for 2 years until she took a better job closer to her home. She was from out of state originally. I looked her up many years later hoping for another go, but she was happily married with 3 kids. Oddly enough, I became an English teacher and we are friends who visit frequently. Side note, this was back in the 80s and she never pushed me for anything. I was actually the one who pursued her and got lucky that she was lonely and away from her family. I was in law school about to study abroad in China when my friend recommended we take an intro to Mandarin class so we have some idea what people are talking about. I notice the teacher is really cute. So at the end of the class I flirt with her and she invites me to her party she's throwing. One thing led to another and I dated her for a summer. She was only 5 years older than me, but it was so great. My story is not of a teacher, but it is in the same vein as your question. I was 16 when I met a girl who was 19, and as we introduced ourselves she said, I'm a sophomore. She was in college. I said, cool, I'm a sophomore too, but didn't mention I was in high school. She assumed I was her age. I did nothing to try and change her mind about that. We date for a few months and she calls to tell me she's pregnant. My actual response was, I'm 17, my parents are gonna be pee. It never occurred to me how pee she was about to get. But big surprise, we actually continue the relationship after I turned 18 and got married when I was 20, and we've been together almost every day for the last 23 years. We have often joked about who was the prey and who was the predator. BTW, I know I was not being preyed upon, but we have built one of the most honest and loving relationships I have ever seen. 3 kids and 2 plus decades together, and I wouldn't trade her for anyone. She is my rock and my light. There are many things I would change for her if I had it to do over again, but only if I still ended up getting to marrying her all over again. I hope my light tone doesn't hide the fact I was a lying idiot who ended up exactly where I should be despite making almost ever wrong decision to get there. I was 17, in high school, and it was the first time my parents left me home alone to go on vacation. While out for a couple of drinks, I was browsing through my phone agenda to see who I can holler at and found out that I still had my French teacher's number, F23. Gave her a call to ask her if she wants to grab a drink. I was the only guy in my class and that made her fancy me a little bit. She said yes. We met and had a couple of beers, after which she said that she's hungry. I told her that we could grab a pizza and chill at my place, as I was alone. She did not hesitate in saying yes. Back home, we ate and drank some more and she said that it's too late to go home now, and asked me if I had any PJs for her. She never got to putting on her PJs, as after undressing she kissed me. One thing led to another and kept on leading to other things for the whole summer. When school started she told me that I can be excused from her classes. I gave her the D, she gave me B as a passing grade and never heard from her since. He was my teacher in college, and I was an older student. He'd just gone through a god-awful divorce and had his heart broken, and I'd just gotten out of a pretty awfully abusive relationship. We ended up drunk at a party, flirted like mad, and he whispered in my ear if I'd like to come home with him. We took two separate cabs to his place, and it was fun. Like, we just had so much fun, giggling, and fooling around, but it was also sizzling hot. Neither of us had had fun fricking like that before. The next morning was definitely weird, and class that week, a little weirder. But the next month, same thing happened, and it kept happening for almost 7 years. After I graduated, he wanted us to go public, but I said no. He was 18 years older than me, and it was a small college town, and I just didn't see us having a future. We ended on rather delightful terms. There was a gala, and I ended up in his office after hours for the first and only time, and even though I was no longer a student, it was still pretty ridiculous. Lots of shushing and smothered giggles. I know he's gone on to hit on other students after me, but at the time, for me, it was more than good. He taught me a lot of things, including how to be comfortable with my orientation, and that fricking could and should be f-
Message data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fun that I should expect to be pleasured myself, and how to ask for it. We made each other laugh, and we kept it very secret. We both dated other people and only hooked up between relationships, but being with him and knowing I had options helped me not accept less for myself. Being the one to call the shots for when we hooked up gave me back a sense of power that I'd lost. We still think fondly of each other, and I have no regrets, other than occasionally wondering what life would have been like had I stayed. I'm really glad I didn't, but it's nice to think about sometimes. I hope he's doing well. I'm dating my high school teacher but only started after I graduated. I liked him, he didn't like me back. We kept chatting and eventually it did grow out to more. 4 years now and living together for two. No, I didn't like him when he was teaching, but I did think he was very cool. It didn't. She was a not very attractive old woman who smoked too much so she sounded like Joan Rivers. I politely declined, but perhaps I should have gone for it because I ended up getting a C in her class. Should have got an A, because awkward. She didn't get the D, so you got a C. When I was a junior in college, I found my professor on a dating app. We had a temporary relationship for 2 years and I moved to his apartment during my last semester. When I graduated, I moved out of the country and we still keep in touch. We're both guys. When I was a senior in high school, I was in the AP English class at my school. I had a lot of conversation with my teacher because she and I shared an interest in old English writings and manuscript art. I was 17 and she 38. Never married and a cute redhead when she took her oversized glasses off. I had a crush and I assumed she was unaware. I started hanging out talking to her during my lunch breaks and my open periods. Finally, I went to her house to volunteer to help move some furniture out of her garage. She kissed me and that was all she wrote. We ended up having a 3-year physical relationship and I changed my college plans to live in my home city close to her. We went to Europe together, to every museum within 100 miles and still had the time and energy to frick like rabbits. I moved in with her after I turned 19 and thought I would ask her to marry me after I graduated college. She was killed in a car accident by a driver who fell asleep and drove into her lane. I went crazy. I dropped out of school, was clinically depressed, overate to kill the pain and indulged in really self-destructive behaviors for about 5 years. Even today I divide my life into before the 10th of February and after. I have dug out of my pit, went back to school and met an understanding and wonderful lady. I still have not gotten over it and will sometimes just start crying for reasons as simple as hearing her favorite song. I dated my 12th grade high school art teacher for 5 years. I was 18. She was 24. It started because her class was during my lunch period and none of my friends had lunch with me, so I would just stay in the classroom and work on art projects and talk to her. We developed a friendly relationship and started hanging out outside of school. We would talk to each other on LiveJournal all the time. That's how we got caught. The school was monitoring computer usage and started investigating why we're talking to each other so much. They gave her the option to either resign, no questions asked, or they would investigate further and come what may. At this point we had only made out. She hated teaching anyway so decided to resign and pursue her actual interests. Then, after her divorce, oh yeah, she was in an unhappy marriage, we started dating. We were together for 5 years. It was a really good relationship for a long time. The only thing weird about it was the circumstances in which we met and started dating. Outside of that, it was completely normal. It only really ended because at the end, when I was 23/24 and she was 29/30, we had both changed a lot as people compared to who we were when we started dating and it just wasn't working anymore. We are still friendly and talk or grab a beer together every once in a while. I had a relationship with my high school English teacher. She was a new teacher out of college and I was a senior. We worked together on the yearbook. I was the editor and she was the staff advisor. We got very close working after school and on weekends and developed a relationship of mutual respect, but it was all very professional. This was before digital pictures, so I would take film to be developed and then we would sort through the best pictures for the different layouts. Somehow a roll of her own personal film got mixed in and there were pictures of her at a party and hanging out with friends. I said, I think these are some of yours, and as I am flipping through I get to a series of pictures where she is making out with another woman. She immediately grabbed the pictures and turned bright red. I smiled and told her not to worry about it and I never said anything to anyone. Being a Midwestern Catholic school in the 90s, that would have put her out of a job in a heartbeat. She was very reserved and cautious after that and there was a weird tension between us that never really went away. The year wrapped up and I graduated and she announced that she was moving out of state and not coming back the following year. I still had to submit the last few pages with graduation photos to the yearbook company and I needed her signature for final approval. So I called her to set up a meeting and she invited me to her apartment. We sat together on her couch without saying too much and she kissed me. One thing led to another and we ended up spending the afternoon in her bedroom together. The whole thing was incredibly surreal. It was just a total unloading of stress, passion and unsaid words. When it was over we got dressed, we hugged and kissed one last time and said goodbye. I turned in the yearbook and never saw her again. She moved to California, quit teaching and became an advocate for the homeless. To this day I still wonder how she remembers and feels about that time together. Exchange year in Spain. I walked into his class by accident because I had the room mixed up. I was also a bit late, so I interrupted the entire class accidentally and then blurted out, "Sorry, I made a mistake, perdón mi equivoque," and he responded with, "And how why como?" And honestly the only thing I remember was thinking, "Dang, he is handsome." The next day he saw me, approached me, and said, "I missed you in class today." I laughed it off and signed up for his class immediately. It was a language class, so they had movie showing. I think maybe a suspense horror film, but sophisticated enough to be on the curriculum. And I went to the bathroom. When I came back I noticed him sitting in the back row, so I sat next to him and had to get real close to his ear to talk to him since the movie was loud. His hand had to get real close to mine too because no reason. It was a great summer. IDK if you noticed but you didn't finish the story. As a teacher these discussions always make me feel weird. If it's college, 18 plus, then yes I can see it's a different dynamic. But seeing and reading how many girls had weird interactions with their guy teachers is crazy. Back during my junior year in high school we suspected that this one girl was having a relationship with our business teacher. This went around for a bit until her father, also a teacher in the same school and board member, found out about it. They both denied it until she graduated that year. The teacher got fired and eventually married the girl. They're still together to this day. I ended up fricking my grade 12 English teacher. She was probably in her late 20s, early 30s when I was in high school, so roughly a 10-15 year age gap. She was a great teacher and she seemed to like me. She said I'd go on to do big things, etc. At the time she was married to one of the other teachers at the school and had even just changed her name from Miss Maiden name to Mrs. Married name the year she was my teacher. She was cute and blonde and I definitely had a bit of a crush on her. But I was also an awkward 17-year-old boy. So 7 years after high school I'm in a bar downtown with a couple of co-workers on a Friday evening after work. Like got off work and went for a drink, so 6-7 p.m.-ish. I saw her walk in with a few friends and after about half an hour she noticed me and I went over to talk to her. We had a good conversation about life, work, etc. and I found out she had just gotten divorced about a year ago and was just starting to date again, hence her going to a bar downtown with her friends. We chatted for a solid 2 hours or so. Kind of flirty, but I was young and dense at the time lol. And I gave her my phone number not expecting anything to ever come of it. I didn't hear from her all that week and assumed it was the end of it until the following Friday evening at like 11 p.m. I get a drunk phone call from her talking about how she went back to the same bar hoping I'd be there but I wasn't. I manned up and asked if we could meet up now and she said yes. At her apartment, I drove back into the city and met her at her apartment. Things went as you expect and I stayed the night. I gotta say the first time we fricked, I thought I was the freaking man for banging my hot high school teacher that I totally had a crush on. Huge confidence boost. We did this every few weeks for about 6 months until I started to see another girl and we agreed to break it off. I still have her on Facebook and she is still pretty hot despite being closer to 50 now. My friends all slept with teachers. I cared mostly about the intoxicants they provided me with. I was the last of the seniors in my friend group to turn 18, so after midnight literally on my birthday a bunch of teachers and coaches came over to my party. They joked about how they were waiting for me to turn 18. I thought it was fun, now I'm disgusted. That turned into them buying us alcohol.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So, you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Holland hotel rooms every night, giving me pills, and sleeping with my friends. I had to stop my best friend from booking a flight to Vegas to marry one less than a month after graduation. He ended up marrying another girl from my graduating class. He was then allowed to quietly resign when texts from a 16-year-old student were found on his phone. Since mine physically assaulted me and groomed me, I would have to say it didn't turn out good. I thought it was incredible at the time, but completely fricked me up for a long time when I finally accepted the fact that what she did was disgusting. I started dating my now husband when I was a graduate student and he was a professor in the same department. I was newly single, and though he was older than me by 10 plus years, I was attracted to him. Still am. I popped by his office one day and asked if he wanted to grab coffee at the little coffee place next door. This kind of interaction continued for a few months until I basically told him to ask me out. We checked with our department head and HR. No one had any issues with it. That was 10 years ago and we are very happy. That being said, sometimes I can't believe it worked out, just conceptually speaking. I was 16-17 when I first started having piano lessons and he was really attractive and only like 26 at the time, but nothing happened obviously until I turned 18 and went out drinking. Happened to see him in a bar and we got chatting. Woke up at his place, and then dated him for 6 months. He told me he loved me and I panicked and didn't say it back, even though I did love him. Kept going on dates and fricking for another month after he said it, and then he broke up with me saying he didn't mean it when he said it. Harassed me 4 weeks once I stopped the lessons by messaging me and my friends, and ended up sleeping with my friend about a month after breaking up with me, so that was fun. To add, my parents knew and were surprisingly cool about it. In fact, they were angrier when they found out I smoked than the fact I was dating my teacher. They had him round for dinner and my dad let him play some of his guitars, and my dad doesn't even let me play his guitars, so that was mad. A guy I went to high school with was sleeping with our freshman English teacher all through high school. They ended up getting married and having kids. I hear they got divorced a few years ago and she is now somehow teaching at another school. Dated a professor in undergrad. I met him when I spoke at an extracurricular he supervised. He was about 10 years older than me. A week later, I asked him on Facebook Messenger, the official messaging service of Desperate and In Subtle Moves, if we could meet up to talk about volunteer opportunities. Ended up making out in his car. We saw each other quietly for a couple months, mostly at his place or in the next town over, to avoid running into anybody he knew. This, for whatever reason, did not register as a red flag. The chemistry was insane, but mostly, he made me feel mature and desirable at a time I was incredibly self-conscious. He ghosted me on New Year's Day, hours before a date. My dumb butt continued to hook up with him whenever I'd visit town after graduation. He called out of the blue years later when he got engaged to ask my forgiveness, but mostly to reminisce. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.